Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I'm telling you, James Edwards just thinks he owns this whole dadgum show. The intros and outros, they mention only him. Does he think he's the only one who does a lick of work on this thing? He's dead wrong, and I'm living proof of it. Winston Smith, and so is Bill Rowland. We are here carrying the load tonight on this edition of the Political Cesspool on Republic Broadcasting Network. We are here talking with Mr. Brian Wilson, Toledo, Ohio talk show host and contributor to LouRockwell.com, and we are talking about Second Amendment rights. If you would care to ask Mr. Wilson a question or make a comment, you can do so at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Brian's going to stay with us through this segment, and he's going to stay with us for another half hour. So, Brian, let's just pick it up where we left off.
Well, I was just rounding out the answer to your question about what was selling, and that's pretty much it. Guys are bringing in their hunting rifles, the old pump 12s and squirrel guns and whatever they've got, and they're trying to sell them off for whatever they can in order to pick up the high cap handguns and the AKs, the SKSs, the ARs that. They can. Of course, they've all gone up in price rather significantly, but I think it's an indication of what the average guy is thinking is going to happen to his Second Amendment rights, and what the above-average guy thinks he may need for survival in the future.
Let's take the remainder of this segment and take a call from Bill from Idaho. Bill, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, we don't have to put up with that.
Well, obviously, I have to concur with your guest. We certainly do need a life, and I would predicate my comments by mentioning that obviously the rest of the audience doesn't have much more of a life than you host as well as the guest. I tried to mention Mark Anderson on a previous program, and I believe that I asked him before if he was aware of USA the Republic. It's the house that no one lives in by Lee Probst. USA, the Republic, is the house that no one lives in. Has anybody read it, heard about it?
Not me.
Well, I was hoping to encourage you mightily to take a very close look at it. Considering that we discuss constantly and recurrently on this network the symptomology of this part of history, and how or why this could be going on before our very eyes. And Mr. Ralph Wetterauf, same network, researcher of the North, has identified the administrative branch of government, the fourth branch of government, which then Chris Hinckley, theroadwarrior.com, same network, and a broadcaster as well during the week, has been able to identify, accurately by historical documents on their own letterhead, how they were able to inveigle this, starting with the 14th Amendment. Of course, everybody in your audience is bright and aware as they are that they took out the original organic 13th Amendment, no titles of nobility and honor, in order to slip in the 14th and enslave everyone.
We have to go to a break here in about 10 seconds. Can you hang on through the break and continue your thought and ask Brian Wilson a question when we come back? Okay. Folks, stay with us. We're going to our break, and you're listening to Political Cesspool on the Public Broadcasting Network.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
No, 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 it's not James Edwards, thank heaven. It's Winston Smith, along with Bill Rowland and Brian Wilson. We're talking about Second Amendment rights, and we have caller Bill on the line. And Bill, could I ask you to once again give out the where people can find the information about which you're talking, and then so we can move on to another caller?
Right. It's USA the Republic. It's the house no one lives in by Lee Brobst, B-R-O-B-S-T. Can highly recommend that you read it very closely, considering we continue to talk about the symptomology and not the redress. If you had an opportunity to review archives of Mr. Ralph Wetterau, True Seeker of the North, you would identify the administrative state that was brought in directly after the Civil War. Chris Hinckley, the Road Warrior, has done monumental research work in regard to this all the way... Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yes. Chris Hinckley, roadwarriorradio.com, on this network each night, along with Greg Pappas, has identified how they would get away with this legislatively in Congress, going back even to discussions at the Atlantic Council with generals declaring war on the American people. An insult in such fashion, being able to prepare the way for a militarization and martial law of this country using the very usurped, presumed aspects of when the state creates a benefit, again, a right or a benefit against itself.
Bill,
there
Bill.
Is no remedy within
Bill.
The court.
Whoa. We got to move on thank to another you. Caller, but yeah. we do appreciate your call, and thanks for the information.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill and Bill. Let's go ahead and take a call from Vicki. Vicki, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for your patience. You're on with Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and Brian Wilson.
Well, hi, gentlemen. The question I have, I'm a regular listener, and I do a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an email list. I try to share my research with people so that they can put the pieces together to understand what's going on. And my question is there a point to what I'm doing, or is it totally hopeless? Is it over?
Well, if you're still doing it, it's not over, right?
Yeah, but to what end, I wonder?
Well, you never know that until you actually stay at it a long, long time. And sometimes you'll never see the end, but you don't know when you email somebody, when you send out information, how that information is going to influence somebody else. And, you know, I've been in the cause of the right for the last over 30 years, okay? And I've seen the gradual deterioration of this country and my culture and my society and my tribe. Year after year after year. So should I just throw in the towel and join with Sodom and Gomorrah, or am I going to be one of the ones who leaves with Lot? Am I going to hold the truth to myself, and am I going to keep the truth aflame? I'm going to keep the truth aflame. You know, these people aren't going to beat me because they're wrong. They're yeah. wrong, and they're wicked. Most of them are evil. If you look, scratch the surface of what motivates a liberal, it would make you throw up. You know, they have no regard for their fellow human beings. They're self-righteous, and there's nothing more dangerous than a self-righteous person who holds themselves above God and truth and justice and law. And that's who I'm fighting against. And, you know, if I break my sword or follow my sword in the process, that's the way it is. But we don't give up just because it looks like the tide's against us. We stay with it because we're right.
Yeah, well, I've been working at it for 8 years, and, you know, and that's heads down, you know, day in, day out, almost 7 days a week I work at this.
You're just getting started.
And
so
it's not.
Stay with it and don't give up.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, you don't know when you throw that stone in the water how far your ripples will go.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, do you have a comment for Vicki?
Yeah, Vicki, there's a number of things. Number one, Margaret Mead, a famous anthropologist, and Sam Adams. It's interesting how I referenced it earlier in the show, Sam Adams' famous comment about setting brush fires in the minds of men. If you've been working 24/7 on something heads down and so on, I suggest that you raise your head, and as I believe it was Winston or Bill just mentioned about throwing a rock and not knowing where the ripples are going to go. The salvation of this republic is going to be in the igniting of those brush fires. We're never going to convince everybody. That's just not going to happen. But the good news is, if you use the revolution as an example, only about a third of the people living in the colonies at the time were in favor of and actually participated in supported financially or any other way, the revolution. One of the other thirds, was living out in the woods, shooting deer and bear and making babies and chopping down trees and planting corn, and they didn't really give a damn. They were removed from it all. England was really nothing. They were self-sustaining. The other third were the hoity-toity in the big metropolitan areas that were still brown-nosing the king, and thought he was a good guy. So it was that one-third fighting the battle for the two-thirds that brought us the Republic and brought us the freedom and the Declaration, the Constitution, all those other great things. Where we are now you know, is not really all that different. There are a number of contagions that are sweeping the country. One of the worst is contagious apathy. One of the others is aggressive ignorance. And the third is addiction to instant gratification. This all comes from that paper I referenced earlier that I'm writing for Lou Rockwell right now. It's people like you who can offer up cures for all of these three contagions. But you have to understand, first off, unlike our first caller and his filibuster, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether or not the man is right or wrong. His point is so infinitesimally small against an incoming tide, a tidal wave of monumental ignorance and apathy, that it really doesn't matter whether or not the 13th, the 14th Amendment was swapped. Who cares? I mean, people can't. There is a population in America right now, a damn big population, that can't find Chicago on an empty map of the United States. How could they possibly comprehend the significance of something about the 13th or 14th Amendment, for God's sakes? They don't even know what the third one says. You know, but if you've been working on this and you've connected the dots and you've seen the reality and you know where the train is going and so on, then it's up to you to become a Paul Revere. This is where it's at. This is where talk radio is at. This is where the blogosphere and emails and the internet and so on. This is the salvation, if there's going to be one, of utilizing those resources, those assets, your work, your effort, your contacts, your email list, this radio station, this network, and so on, to get the word out and get people fired up to overcome the contagious apathy. Otherwise, it's American Idol reruns and yard sales and whatever else it is, Pong or Donkey Kong or whatever the current computer games are, and so
Guitar
on.
Hero.
MySpace, Your Face, whatever. These are the drugs that are weighing down the awareness factor of society. So if you've got that work, if you've got that email, if you've got that effort already invested, then get your head out of the computer and the books and so on. Take the information that you've got, cobble it together in a compelling, informative fashion, and get it out to the people who are sitting there with their thumbs in an unnatural orifice, so that it'll actually do some measurable good. It'll ignite some of those brush fires in the minds of men that Samuel Adams spoke of.
All right. Thank you very much for that call, Vicki. Let's go to David from Washington. David, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have for Brian Wilson?
Brian, yeah, well, it's pretty long-winded there, Brian.
I get paid by the word, sir.
Said, but I think what Bill called in about, I called in to second that. Ralph Winter Road in Alaska, and Chris Hinckley, and Greg, they're presenting some good information. It makes sense, and you can follow it. I've talked to a lot of people who don't seem to be aware of what we're talking about as being wide awake people, but I don't think they're stupid. I think they've been propagandized, and they've been led this way to their ignorance for decades. They've had propaganda thrown at them through the media and through the newspapers. So you can't hold everybody to be at fault for what they've been trained to believe, what they grow up believing, what their parents teach them, and their parents were brainwashed. So
you go ahead and do it. I don't.
Pardon me?
You have to understand that there's a significant difference between ignorance and stupidity. Stupidity is the inability to be able to comprehend the information. Ignorance is the lack of information in order to comprehend. You decide where you are on that scale, and we can move forward.
All right, David. Thank you for that call. Mike from Ohio, you're on the political cesspool with Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and Brian Wilson.
Hey, Winston. This is Mike. This is sort of a straying from the topic, but did you hear about that one tourist who went to Puerto Rico and who got killed like a few days ago and had to call?
Okay. Mike, hang on. We have to go to a break. So hang on to that thought. We'll bring you right back up as soon as we come back from the break.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hang on, hang on, hang on to him. Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, you're back with the Political Cesspool on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Winston Smith, along with Bill Rowland and Brian Wilson, who has... about to finish up his final segment with us. Mike, we want you to finish your thought, your question to Brian Wilson. So go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Winston, this is a slight digression, but I was just reading the news today, and did you hear about that pregnant tourist who was abducted and killed while jogging in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
What a sad story, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anyone would bother going to any place where they know they're not going to be safe, especially where the laws don't really, they're not designed to protect her. And nowadays, with the gun control being the way it is, I mean, just a while ago, I had purchased my first handgun, and I can say it was definitely a huge hurdle. And I will say, it scares me. I'm sure it scares a lot of people as well. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are you've done the right thing in purchasing a weapon. Brian, what do you say to this first-time gun owner?
Congratulations. Learn how to use it safely, effectively, and accurately. Buy lots of ammunition while you can.
It seems to me, Brian, that in a case of national emergency, you know, if the money were to fail, if the food supply were to crap out, that ammunition would be the coin of the realm.
It is the coin of the realm. It'll be the new currency in a very short period of time. You can trade a box of 20 rounds of 9mm for maybe a couple of days' groceries.
Uh-huh. Mike, does that answer your question there? Or does that address your issue?
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say one last thing. We definitely knew what happened in New Orleans back in 2005 when disorder was rampant.
Yeah. They confiscated all the guns, and they got a little slap on the wrist for it. But, you know, they'll try it again.
Yep.
Well, if you're in Ohio, you know, you go online, you'll find out that there's a gun show in just about every town almost every week for as far as the eye can see. So if dollars are a consideration, now that you've got your weapon of choice, get to those gun shows, buy as much ammunition as you possibly can afford.
All right, Mike, thanks for that call. We appreciate your thoughts, and I couldn't agree with you more about how dangerous it is to go to a foreign country. I've been to Puerto Rico myself, and it is... There are some good things about it, but my gosh, you have to be careful there. Even when I was there a few years ago, they did not like white-skinned people that much. Brian, this is your last segment with us, and I've thoroughly enjoyed your time with us. Thank you for staying with us over. How would you like to wrap this up?
Well, if anybody's got any winning lottery numbers they'd like to send my way, that'd be fine.
You have a website, www.brianwilson.com?
That'll work. I think it's brianwilson.net off my website. The radio station, of course, WSPD has a website and a mailing address and all the rest that goes along with it. Shouldn't be too difficult. But thanks a lot for your time. I always appreciate having an opportunity to yap with other people in the biz and spread the word and all the rest. If somewhere down the road you're scrounging for a guest, give me a growl. We'll try and set something up.
Excellent. I was going to ask you about that. I think our audience has enjoyed you. You're a straight shooter there and a no-nonsense kind of guy, and I appreciate that, and I know our audience does as well.
I appreciate the invitation. Y'all have a pleasant evening and a great weekend. Look forward to yapping with you again and whenever you're up for it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good night, Brian.
Good night. Good night.
All right, Bill. That was a fascinating interview. A few more guys like him in the movement would be much appreciated.
Not to be confused with the BrianWilson.com, which is the other Brian Wilson, who was a musician and former friend of the Manson family. So you know, we don't want those two guys.
I gave .com, but it's actually BrianWilson.net, and you can go to his website there, and you can take the world's smallest political quiz online, and you can find out exactly where you are on the political spectrum. I think it's like 10 questions. Yes, sir. Or 10 questions. You have 4 multiple choices there, 3 or 4. Tell you exactly where you are. Bill, did you take that quiz?
I told you I'm a czarist.
Oh, a czar. You did tell me that.
I don't need political quizzes. The czar tells me what to think.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, is that czar spelled T-S-A-R or C-Z-A-R?
C-Z-A-R.
Excellent.
Most people, I think, in the West up until the 20th century spelled it C-Z-A-R. So, you know, it would be more closely associated with Kaiser and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But, you know, these political quizzes are fun and everything, but I really don't think people know where they are on the spectrum anymore because, you know, the political
spectrum has been... We got to go to our break, Bill. Sorry, Bill. Stay with us, folks. You're tuned into the Political Cesspool with Winston Smith and Bill Rowland. Be right back after the break.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
And once again, this is not James Edwards. This is Bill Rowland, sitting in the cockpit for James Edwards with my co-host, Winston Smith. And we're back on the air. And once again, we'd like to thank Brian Wilson for joining us in the first hour and a half, and interesting interview, interesting callers. As you heard coming out of the break, the number here is 1-800-313-9443. We're looking for callers in the next hour and a half because we're going to be talking about a lot of controversial, heated, and interesting topics. So we'll be talking about those and news that has come up this week. One of the things I want to open with, we mentioned it, I think in the first hour, is the situation in New Jersey with the Campbell family and their son, who is named Adolf Hitler Campbell. Now, I don't think that anyone would argue that that was certainly a dangerous name to give a child in terms of, you know, the social repercussions. But the fact is that little Adolf Hitler Campbell was taken into custody by the Child Protective Services in New Jersey based on the fact that his family tried to order a birthday cake with his name on it. And from the order of a birthday cake, which the store refused to decorate with little Adolf Hitler's name, the child is taken into custody by New Jersey authorities and remains in custody. The children are under protective custody in New Jersey, taken away from their parents. Now, I can assure you, all of our listeners out there, and we all know this, I mean, it's foolish to even to go into it, but I'm going to throw it out there, that if the Campbells had gone in and said, I want a cake with my child's name on it, and his name is Joseph Stalin Campbell, or his name is Mao Zedong Campbell, the two most horrific and most prolific mass murderers of the 20th century, those two dictators, those two tyrants, then the name would have been put on the cake, no questions would have been asked, and Child Protective Services would never have been brought into this. So you can name your child without the state of New Jersey getting in your face. You can name your child after Joseph Stalin and have his name put on a cake. They won't bother you. Or Mao Zedong, you can have that name put on a cake, and they won't bother you. Because go ahead. I mean, I'm sure that if you tried it, you'd find out nothing would happen. But if you name him Adolf Hitler, they're going to come in, and they're going to take your child away from you. Now, here's the question I have for the state of New Jersey. Any of you little bureaucratic Bolsheviks out there, child-stealing pedophiles who are listening to this, did the United States government recognize that child's name as Adolf Hitler Campbell? Because if his name is on a Social Security card, and most children have a Social Security card by their first birthday, then the United States government says that the parents were perfectly within their rights to name the child Adolf Hitler. Or if that name is on his birth certificate, that's his legal name, and that is recognized by the state wherever the child was born. So seizing the child based on the name put on a birthday cake for his third birthday is going to be difficult to justify in light of the fact that the child's name is probably on a Social Security card and is also probably on a number of documents that are already a matter of record. So this is purely an act of totalitarian thought control, of the control of a family through state oppression, and I don't think very many people who would choose it would choose that name for a child. But I want you all to consider that this, again, we've been talking about incremental advances of totalitarianism. And think about this a minute. What if you named your child another name that might be objectionable to the state? I know that in the South there are children named Robert E. Lee. There are children named Stonewall Jackson. There are children named Nathan Bedford Forrest. Will the state step in and say, oh, you're going to have that name put on a birthday cake, we're going to take your child away from you because you know that Nathan Bedford Forrest, well, he was a founder of the Klan, and anybody that would name a child that doesn't have a right to keep their child in the house. So the Campbells are now fighting to get their children back. The father, Heath Campbell, had a visit with his daughter, Joyce Lynn, and said she appeared to be sick and had a dirty diaper on. So the state isn't taking very good physical care of these children, apparently. And here's the interesting thing. You want to talk about the Orwellian state. The Department of Human Services in New Jersey will not release the reason that they took these children away from their parents because they say that confidentiality laws prevent them from commenting on reasons that they take children away from their parents. They don't even tell their parents why they were taken. So this tells you that in many states in this country, the government can swoop in and take your children based on their name, based probably on their beliefs as religious beliefs, and you can bet they won't take them if they're Muslims. But if they're fundamentalist Christians, do you really think your children are safe from the grasp of the government? Do you really think they're safe if they repeat some of the views you have on certain things, particularly on race or perhaps the Second Amendment or the First Amendment? The government is setting all the families in this country up to take their children away. And this is one thing where people ought to be boiling into the streets protesting the seizure of these children from their parents. This is damaging to them more so than an objectionable name. Winston, your thoughts?
Bill, I could not agree with you more. So this story seemed to be something of a flash in the pan. It was here and then it was gone, and that kind of that kind of piques my interest there. I want to know what's going on with this case, and if any of our listeners out there has received any news on it, feel free to let us know. This is frightening. What can you say about it? You laid out the bare facts for us, Bill. They
Listen,
gave their children
think about
mutual
the,
names.
Think about the hypocrisy and the irony here. Here's the government stepping in to take children away from their parents. The exact kind of horror stories that are told by survivors of the Holocaust and by people who hate the Nazis. Well, they came in and they took my children because they're Jewish, or they took my children because they're Christian. You know, mm-hmm. these people who whine about what the Nazis did are allowing the same state to take children under the same for the same reasons, just because the state controls their children. Do you think any of these Holocaust survivors are going to come rushing up going, wait a minute, this is just the kind of thing Hitler himself used to do. He used to take our children. He used to take children away from their parents and put them in camps and take them into protective custody. Why aren't they standing up and screaming about the treatment that is being, you know, the kind of horrific treatment that has been leveled against these parents and against these children when they're survivors themselves of the very same sort of totalitarian tyranny and the same sort of totalitarian cruelty as the Heath, as the Campbells are in New Jersey? You know, no, it's perfectly all right to take a child because of his name, but, you know, to take a child away from his parents because of his religion or because he was Jewish or because he was a communist, his parents were communists, why, heaven forbid, you know, that's an appalling thing. No, this is the hypocrisy of the whole thing. And you know, it will probably seem ridiculous to people in the future that the very name associated with totalitarianism is the reason a child is taken by a totalitarian government.
It does seem to be well, you're right, Bill, that is the height of hypocrisy. I cannot imagine a more nightmarish situation. You give your child a name that is unusual and maybe inappropriate, and that raises enough interest that the state is going to come in and take your children away. And folks, let me tell you, when the state comes in to do something like this, they don't just politely knock on the door. They don't just give you a phone call and let you know they're coming. They show up with big, heavily armed men who will kill you if you resist hard enough. And they are there to take your child. Bill mentioned that when this father visited, was allowed to visit his daughter, that the child looked sickly, had on a dirty diaper. You better rest assured that the next time we see these children, they are going to look terrible, and the parents are going to be blamed for it. Of course, they're going to have to square that with the video we saw before they were taken away, where the children looked healthy and happy. But we all agree that it was probably not a good decision to give their children those names. But bad judgment is not illegal. Inappropriateness is not illegal. Bill, we have a call. John from California. John, are you there?
John, go ahead. John, are you on the phone? Are you on the line? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, I don't want to spend too much time on that poor kid over there in Jersey. I saw his parents on the TV, a couple of drug addicts. If it was me, I'd be glad to be taken away from them, but that's not the issue I'm looking at.
But see, the thing is, you're not their children. You know, it's very easy to look at somebody on the news and say, oh, those are drug addicts. Have they ever been arrested for possession of drugs? Have they been ever arrested for anything?
Not every drug addict's been arrested. You have to be around them to know what they're like.
Oh, and so you're sitting in California, and you can make a judgment about parents in New Jersey. Is that right?
Yeah, I am, because I've been around so many drug addicts. Yes, I am.
Okay, and talking to you on the phone right now, you're talking on a very controversial radio show. Why shouldn't the state of California step in and take your kid?
Well, first of all, I don't have any.
Well, then it's very easy for you to make a judgment about somebody else's kid. And let me tell you, you can't tell
a
drug addict
by
what's on the television, because the television will distort what people say and what people look like, mister. And anybody that comes on this show says that the state has a right to step in and take somebody's kids has made an enemy out of me. And I don't care what your position is on anything else. If you approve of child stealing, then you approve of child molesting, and you approve of all kinds of nasty things that this show will never advocate.
didn't ask you to advocate that.
Oh, really? Do you know that how many children are molested while they are in protective custody by the state? Do you know that people that run these programs have been arrested for pedophilia and molesting children? Are you aware of that?
He's gone, Bill, but you make an excellent
point.
I hope
he doesn't come back. If he's going to come on this show and approve of child theft, then we don't want those callers. And you're going to get the same treatment. Anybody else that calls up like that is going to get the same treatment, because that really makes me angry.
We have another caller, Bill, another Brian from Ohio. Maybe it's the same Brian we had on earlier. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Hi. Thanks for having me on the show. I was going to ask pose the question, in speaking of the taking of this young child, isn't it, we're speaking of that it's totalitarian, and I agree to take this child simply on the basis of the naming of it. But it's also indicative of the totalitarian mindset that is rampant as far as people being so indoctrinated that, you know, they would tolerate this, you know, or that they would immediately, without any concern, contact authorities and cause these type of problems. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to interrupt you unless you say something stupid like what John did.
Oh, I caught some of that. You know, there was a bit of a delay, but I hope I was waiting and I wasn't.
So do you find the situation in New Jersey, if you had to sum it up in a word, what would that word be?
Frightening. It's frightening because.
Here's the thing.
Well, I find it foolish that they would use such a name, and I think Mr. Rollins made that clear as well, that it's pretty much the consensus that, you know, that type of name, of course, is such an inflammatory thing given the state of affairs. It's not something that you'd want to place upon a child.
Well, we can abide foolish. The guy made a foolish choice, and we can abide that. But we cannot abide is child theft, and that's what this was.
Yes, that's my concern, and that's the issue that needs to be brought out. That's what I find frightening, is that people won't recognize this as an issue, and
So you see the lack of inaction, the lack of anger as a great concern.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm more concerned about them stealing children than taking guns, frankly. You know, the people who are up in arms about the Second Amendment literally will, you know, they've got multi-million-dollar groups like the NRA and Gun Owners of America, which quite rightly are defending our Second Amendment right. But people will just turn their backs and yawn when somebody's kids are taken. And, you know, this is more important than your guns, is your children. And certainly is more tragic. You know, a gun is a thing. This is your flesh and blood, and somebody else's flesh and blood that is being taken away from them by the state. And the state doesn't even give a reason. You know, when they said, here are the very words, by the Division of Youth and Family Services in New Jersey, is they said yesterday that its confidentiality laws prevent the agency from commenting on specific cases. They didn't take these kids because the parents were drug addicts or because the parents had ever been arrested or charged with anything. This is an assumption made by brainwashed people in California who, you know, see a flickering image on the screen that is manufactured by the media to make these people look bad. You know, that's what they see and say, oh, well, yeah, they should lose their kids. Oh, really? Well, you know, how many other people have been distorted by the media to appear to be monsters and to appear to be criminals who've done nothing, and yet they're going to be made into monsters by the media because the media is out to get their kids and take their rights? And that's how they get their rights, is by making villains out of normal people.
Bill, I couldn't have said it better myself, and your passion about this is so palpable that I am loath to interrupt you, but we do have to go to a break. When we return, I hope we get some more callers on this, and if people want to call in, they can do so. A hard, hard issue, Bill, a hard issue. These people, they named their kids something, and somebody in the government saw it, and they took their kids away. Folks, we got to go to our break. Call in if you like. The number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We'll see you after the break.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the Political Cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the Political Cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing right by his side when they say he's a rebel and he'll never, ever be any good. He's a rebel because he never, ever does what he
And we're back on the air. Standing in for James Edwards, I'm a very angry Bill Rowland here tonight with Winston Smith, and cooler heads will prevail in a minute. We have been talking about the absolutely horrific and frightening situation in on the East Coast with the seizure of the children of the Campbell family because the state didn't like their name. And there really, there's more than one issue here. But first of all, for all of you out there who are, calling the parents stupid and idiotic and foolish and all of that, that's irrelevant. There are a lot of foolish parents out there who don't lose their kids. In fact, they're much more foolish than giving them silly names. The fact is that this endangers the First Amendment as well. The First Amendment guarantees, that doesn't just allow, but guarantees offensive speech. That's what it's there for, is to allow people to say things that other people don't like. And believe me, I hear a lot of things that I don't like. But I never suggest that someone be put in jail, kicked out of the country, denied their rights because they say something that I don't like. Nor would I recommend that they lose any of their rights if someone is named something I don't like. Do you know how many names I hear that I don't like? And yet, those people are allowed to keep their names. It doesn't matter what choices these people made for their kids. The fact is that somewhere in a government record, those kids' names have been written down, and the federal government and the state governments have acknowledged them as little Adolf Hitler Campbell and little Arian Campbell. The state and the government said, those are your names. Because they didn't say you can't name your children those names when the parents put them on official government documents. So the state has no business coming in now and saying, we don't like what you put on a birthday cake, so we're going to take your kids away. You talk about totalitarianism and tyranny and getting away with it. Where are all these First and Second Amendment people when the Campbells lose their kids, huh? Do you think it's going to matter once the Campbells have lost their kids when they come to take your kids and your guns? Who's going to stand up for you? Who's going to stand up for you then,
Bishop,
with your guns and your talk about rights? Not me. Not me. If you're not willing to stand up for the Campbells, don't expect me to stand up for you because they've lost their kids. I don't care what you lose. If you lose your kids, you've lost everything.
Well, Bill, so, it definitely sets a precedent. And if New Jersey can do it, then rest assured other states are going to learn from that experience, and they're going to apply it. And then once enough states become proficient at doing this exact same thing, it won't be long until it becomes something of a United Nations issue. In fact, we are now having to deal with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Children, which is going to basically strip parents of their rights in raising their children. It will make it illegal for parents to teach their children religion, only to advise, and a number of other things. But we have a number of callers online, and we're going to ask them to hang on through the break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With 3